Welcome to Purely Being Guided Meditations and our Making a Mental Paradise series. In this series, I'm guiding you through foundational practices to support you in creating a mental paradise within, that your mind may become a loving, spacious, inspiring place to be, somewhere that feels good to you. If you haven't listened yet, the links to part 1 and 2 are in the description below. To recap, in step 1, we witnessed. This is the master key, as it connects you to your limitless, infinite center and the ability to perceive life and experience it with greater clarity. In step 2, we evoked curiosity to discover and open up to new and deeper truths, or understand what already is from a new frequency. In step 3 today, we are diving deep into feeling, specifically the inner feelings that arise in response to life, using the body's inner sensations as a guide towards what is of service to you and your ultimate well-being, here now and into the future. There is no universally correct way to live life. And yet, there's a way that is more aligned for you, a better feeling path and experience. You, beautiful you, have a unique point of view. And while it's very helpful, even essential, to tap into the limitless ocean of spacious witnessing and neutrality, it's your ability to channel this infinity through your singularity that allows for magic to occur. And feeling is your guide. Take a deep breath in, hold, and let it go with a sigh. Relaxing. Good. Every inner sensation, every thought either comes from a place of love or fear. And the body never lies. It always tells the truth. Your inner feelings of expansion and contraction, pleasure and pain, are constantly guiding you. You can feel when your spirit is lifted, when your heart is open, when your mind is interested, and when it isn't. Something important to note is that just because something feels bad doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means either its presence or the way you're perceiving and interacting with it is not supporting you in this moment. That's it. No value judgment is needed. See everything as information and guidance for you, from you. You simply can't resist life, yourself, or others, and thrive. You can either change your relationship with what you're seeing, or move towards something that feels like well-being. These are your choices, and they will set you free. The key to getting the most out of this inner feeling and sensation is continuing to welcome the non-judgmental witness and curiosity. Judgment comes from a place of fear and will always bring contraction and cloud your awareness. Whereas spaciousness and curiosity open you up to the light of love and clear seeing. Using these tools, the first thought that arises, the first feeling, doesn't need to be the only one. You can let your mind dance and wander until you land on an understanding or feeling that rings true throughout your entire being. I call this the elephant truth. The one that feels vital, alive, and supportive of total well-being. Not just to your being, but to all beings. Life is always in support of the whole and deals only in multidimensional, multidirectional wins. What is truly, genuinely, honestly best for you and your heart is best for all. The reason feeling is step 3 and not step 1 is that to truly hear your heart clearly, you must first get quiet enough to listen. And be willing to hear something completely new. Something not based in the past or old beliefs, but based in your living, here now, soulular truth. This is where curiosity comes in. Feeling your living truth in the moment and trusting it more than your past experiences or cultural definitions and accepted norms. Life is continuously evolving and expanding, and you have a direct line of guidance in contact with this expanding life impulse. You are guided in your own perfect ways, through feeling, and only you know what's best for you, moment to moment to moment. Let's practice. If you aren't already, come to a comfortable position and get settled. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. And release it with an open mouth sigh. Relaxing deeper. Again, breathe in. Hold, release it with a sigh, pausing at the bottom. One more big breath in, the biggest one yet, holding it at the top, and release it completely, relaxing. Becoming spacious. Becoming the vibrant witness to yourself. This moment. Simply being with what is. Become aware of your inner sea of sensations. Your ocean of emotions and felt sense. Watch it all from a space of non-judgmental curiosity. Thoughts will arise, pop up, pass through. Each one will bring a corresponding feeling in your body, a sensation of expansion or contraction, vibrancy or numbness, somewhere in your body. Notice with curiosity. Track what arises without giving anything overt or implicit weight or meaning. Not needing to judge anything. It's all just valuable information and guidance for you, right here, right now, in this moment. If something feels truly good to you, it is good for you. You can trust yourself. Notice how it's not always the subject that brings the feeling, but your perspective or relationship with it. A simple reframe. Either becoming more spacious and general in your seeing, or choosing to pivot to an understanding that this is working for me, or all is well, will often bring a sense of softening, loosening, and expansion. Because these thoughts and feelings come from a place of well-being. And therefore, create more well-being. Breathe deeply. As each inner thought arises, witness. Be curious. Notice the feeling. The quality of it. The location in your body. Whether it's a sense of expansion and lightness or not. If it doesn't feel good, that's okay. It's information. That's good for you. There's no need to dwell on anything. Simply take a breath, stay spacious, get curious, and start to pay attention to what does feel good to you. what feels good to you. Judgment clouds your inner sky. Curiosity opens and clarifies. Stay spacious. Let the truth be revealed to you in its own perfect timing. You may need to become more subtle in your sensing, or invite some new energy in to stir things up. Freshen your perspective and bring everything into crystal clear clarity. Take a deep breath in and a big sigh out. Staying spacious, curious, and aware of the feelings within you. Noticing and following what feels good to you. This information can only ever come from within. And it may change over time. Let it. As you become more attuned to your inner sensations, you'll begin to be able to differentiate that which nourishes you deeply, like a healthy meal, and that which provides a momentary and fleeting joy, like a candy bar. Ultimately, neither is better. They simply have different effects. When you see clearly, you can choose with clarity, knowing what each moment calls for and what serves your ultimate good. As you move forward into your life, your day, your moment, track which subjects, ideas, people, places, thoughts, and things offer you expansiveness and vitality. These are direct signposts and guides towards those things which will support your well-being and a life that feels genuinely good to you in every way. It could be helpful to have a journal where you document your findings, helping you to notice how your inner body responds to different things. And like I shared, it's a living, breathing thing, these feelings. What's true for you in one moment or one stage of life could be different in the next. Keep tuning in. Trust yourself and what feels good to you. All the while staying spacious and curious, not needing to give anything excessive weight or meaning. Your feelings are your guide. What feels authentically good to you is authentically good for you. And only you can know for you. You are the ultimate guru, authority, and sovereign for you. To close our practice, let's take a deep breath, maybe a stretch, lifting your arms up, filling your lungs to full capacity, hold it at the top, and release it with a sigh, letting your arms come down through heart center or just resting in your lap. Whatever feels good to you. If you enjoyed the feeling of a deep breath, take another. If a stretch felt good, continue. Softening through your body. Does that feel good? Notice. Follow the good feeling as far and wide and as long as you like until something new is revealed to you. See, explore, feel. Let your inner sensations lead you towards that which energizes, enlivens, strengthens, enriches, and empowers you. As you do, you will create a paradise within and see it reflected all around you. Thank you for breathing and being here with me today. Much love and many blessings from my heart to yours. Namaste.